This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I figured myself out. There are certain things that I'm not going to cover. You know, like, I was looking at some of the news that comes up, and I'm like, why don't I want to cover this? And it's partially because I look at it as, it's leftist propaganda. Why bother? Why should we give them any credibility? It's like they're stupid awards. Somebody says, oh, he's a Grammy-winning artist. And I go, big deal. There are people that sing better in church. Oh, he's an award-winning actor. I don't care. A Pulitzer Prize-winning this, a Nobel Prize-winning that. I mean, with few exceptions, I'm like, I don't care. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I got to give a shout-out to the supporters of the work that we do, the limited reach that we're able to get, and the quality of people that I meet is absolutely spectacular. I truly am amazed at you folks, that you're reaching out and wanting to talk to me, and guys out there like my buddy Tim that says, Kev, come down to Florida. We're going to go out in my yacht and smoke, not his yacht, but his boat and smoke cigars. I wish it was a yacht, Tim. Probably so does he. But, you know, we're going to go smoke cigars and commiserate and have some fun. I almost, Ruth, I was going to surprise you and drop in on you when I was in Florida, but I was swamped. But all these folks, and I talk about some of you. I got a buddy of mine that produces a lot of little bits every now and then. I'll play on the show, things like that. You know, kicking in, pitching in. It's going to take that. We're going to win back this republic. We got to do something very different. But anyway, I was looking at the news and I was like, why don't I cover this or why don't I cover that? I have no interest in it. I'm not going to give these. The same. Look, I have not been on regular news TV, including Fox, in at least 2 weeks. At least. I know it's longer than that. And if I did go, it was for one quick little thing of something. I didn't stay on any channel. I don't watch CNN, MSNBC, none of it. I get their crappy clips every now and then. I do enough to keep up. I'm glad there are people out there doing that, but I'm not going to promote them. I don't visit their websites. If I find a story and it's on, you know, some lefty web page, I'll do a search, and then I'll go, okay, I'll read it over at the Daily Caller. I'll read it over here. I will only support that. That's the only way we win. When they figure out they're not getting any traction with their negative news and all these terrible things they do, they'll stop. We have a group called Unhyphenated America. These guys are going to be reaching out to you, ordinary people, and asking you your UA, your Unhyphenated America story. Now, what is that? That's a story where you helped somebody or they helped you, and you didn't care about their race, their religion, their sexuality, their gender, nothing. All it was help. Maybe somebody helped you change a flat, and it was a Hispanic dude. Probably didn't even speak good English. You didn't care. He was a helpful person. Maybe, let's just go out and say the person was illegal. Do you know if an illegal stopped and helped me and all that, I would look at ways I could help that person. I wouldn't look at their status. If illegal people came over here and said, man, Kevin, we want jobs. We're willing to do it. I fought for the status of a person who took care of my first son. She was from El Salvador. Got her whole family over. Why? Because she was of good moral character. And I could go on. But here's my point. We're going to ask you guys to submit your Unhyphenated America story. A friendship you created with somebody dramatically different than yourself. A business partner that you went out, never thought I would partner with this person or whatever. I don't know what that story is, but here's what I will tell you. America wants to hear those stories. America's tired of hearing about the number of people who are shot and killed in Chicago. America's tired of hearing about the so-called critical race theory and all this other nonsense that is not a description of who we are. So Chris Harris will reach out. We'll probably send an email. And if it isn't your story, but you know of somebody else, tell us. We want to chronicle these stories. We want to make these stories into short documentaries. We want to make them into movies. We want to make them into television series. We want to do something that shows the world who we really are. Because let me tell you something, Americans, particularly conservative, Judeo-Christian conservative Americans, you are the best people on the planet. And I know you think your story's boring. Your story is not boring. Your story is more fascinating than anything Hollywood could create. You know the problem? Nobody knows how to story tell anymore. They don't even recognize when their life is something so meaningful. It always reminds me when I think about this subject. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the dude who leaves Manhattan, he and some buddies, and they take a fishing trip to some little remote place in Mexico. And there's this proprietor of the place who's a grandpa, old Mexican man who's got a boat that he takes people out on. And they go out every day, they catch fish, they come back, they clean the fish, they have a fish fry where you eat the fish, etc. He's got all his family around him. The little kids are the ones helping. His sons and daughters are preparing the fish and making it into this extravagant Mexican meal that, you know, these people come in and get the whole treatment. And the little place is almost like the man's little private village. And so 2-3 days in, this, you know, Manhattan yuppie says, you know, hey, Francisco, you know, man, yeah, I'm watching your operation here and, you know, it's fantastic. The food is amazing. The music, everything that you guys do, the drinks, you know, it's really the lap of luxury and you've just got this little drop of paradise. Why don't you expand it and you do more with it and you go further down the, you know, the coastline and set up another villa and do the same thing and franchise it and you can make so much money. And the guy all along the way, he's like, I can make money. He's like, what would that get to me? He says, well, you'd be happy. And he goes, and what if I brought in more people and I did this and I did that, what would it bring me? He says, well, you would be happy, man. You'd be doing. And the guy goes, he says, because then you get to spend more time with your family and your friends and commiserate with people and do, you know, in a job that you really love. You obviously love doing it. And Francisco looks at him at the end and says, but that's what I have right now. I've got all my family, my friends around me. We're all helping. We eat every day. You people come in because why? You're running away from your lives. I don't run away from my life. This is my life. I love that story. I probably told it wrong, but it's, you get the point. The guy's doing what he loves to do. And somebody wants to come in and change it. They want to radicalize it. Look, folks, we, most of the time, we are doing what we want to do. Enjoy it. Enjoy your life. Enjoy being conservatives. Because let me tell you what, the life that we lead is what Francisco is leading. We got a lot to talk about today. I'm glad you're with me. Kevin Jackson, you're listening.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The most divisive people on the planet are leftists. The most divisive presidential administration that in my lifetime, for sure, is that of Barack Obama. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm not beating up on Obama either. I know people, it's funny, when you criticize Obama, even some white folks will be like, Kevin, you say a lot about Obama. I don't care about Obama. I don't mean it in a inhumane way. If his car rolled over and he needed help getting out, I would get him out. You know, in other words, my humanity doesn't stop because the guy's an idiot politically. Not at all. And what's funny is you watch these guys. I think to myself, he's going to mellow. Now that Barack Obama doesn't have to chase a dime, he's not worried about his money, and he is among the elites, he's mellowed. You want to know why he's mellowed? He's not giving away his money. He's not. Everything he talks about, you have too much money. Well, how much do you have? How much is too much? Do you ever see these guys attack Bill Gates? Oh, Bill Gates, he gives away so much money. No, Bill Gates, if Bill Gates was legit, what's he worth? He's the richest guy in America, I think. Maybe the richest guy in the world. Bill Gates, if he's worth, let's just say, $120 billion, why doesn't he in one fell swoop give away $100 billion to various organizations? Why doesn't he give it away to companies? Why doesn't he start microloan centers and say, here, you guys come in, pitch your product. I'm going to make sure these entrepreneurs can do. He's got money to burn for multiple lifetimes, but he holds on to it. And they never criticize him because he gives some away. How much is he giving away? If he gives away 10% of what he earns, he has write-offs for decades. If he's worth $120 million, he gives away $10 billion. He doesn't have to give away anything. It's a perpetual machine at that point. They could change the laws and say, no, Bill, when you give it away, it's just a giveaway. Bill's using, he's milking the system, and he's made the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. How do I know his wife's name? I wouldn't know this woman if she murdered somebody and was in a lineup. But I know who she is. I know her name, because their foundation, the Gates Foundation, could give away $1 million a second and still not run out of money. Then give it all away. Do some good. And don't ask for it back. Do you think the Gates can't live on $20 billion if they're worth $120 billion? Are they going to miss it? Well, Kevin, he'd have to sell his Microsoft. Then sell his Microsoft stock. Sell it all. There are people out there who will buy it. Look at what it's done for Bill. Sell it and give it away. So, you know, they're divisive. They don't do anything they talk about. But here's the point. If Bill Gates were dying in a car wreck, I'd get him out. I'd get him and Melinda out. If I could figure out who she is, I'd drag both of them to safety. Because I don't really care. But I do care about them meddling. I do care about their divisiveness, their idea that they're being so philanthropic and so humanitarian, when in fact they're not. But Barack Obama's at a point, he doesn't have Gates money. See, Gates has what I call crazy rich people money, where he has so much money and can do so many things, there's nothing out of reach. Nothing. If he decided, you know what, I need a donut, send a helicopter. To us, we'd be like, what? Send a helicopter? Seriously? Yeah, we'll land it on the nearest pad, and then could you have a limo pick us up and take us? I mean, anything that he did with his kind of money, you couldn't even. And let's say it cost $1 million to go get that donut. Bill has made more money in the planning stages of calling to get the helicopter, or having somebody else do it, and setting up the limo, to where he's making money while he's doing that kind of stuff. You think Bill Gates, with $100 and something billion, he couldn't make a serious impact in the black community by going in and saying, okay, I'm going to give $100 billion to black entrepreneurs, but you got to come correct. You got to have a business plan. It needs to be vetted. I will help you with these people. We will write the plan. And here's what I'm going to tell you. If your plan is a lame brain idea, you're not getting any money. You got to come correct. It means you have to be a participant in this business. You have to run it right. You got to get your financials done, yada, yada. Whatever it takes is what you must do in order for that to happen. That's what you got to do. So, do you think he's done that? Zuckerberg gave $100 million to programs in the inner city. You know what he did? He just blinged up some Negroes. That's all Zuckerberg did. That money didn't go to anything that's lasting. They're even talking about how it's essentially, you know, like they said in Shawshank, it's up like a fart and disappeared like a fart in the wind. Nothing. But Garth Brooks, he says he's tired of a divided country and Biden's going to bring it together. Now, that's some humor right there. You want some stand-up? When did Garth Brooks go from being a country and western singer to doing stand-up? Really? Joe Biden's going to bring us together. I already told you guys about the mask wars. Well, now he wants 100 days of a mask. because that'll do it. That's what it takes to break the system. Why does he know? That's the science. And he just promoted a guy to science level to his cabinet position. I now have a guy on my cabinet who's the science. What? Why not Dr. Fauci? No wonder these clowns want a fence around them. By the way, there are lawmakers in D.C. They want a permanent fence around the Capitol. Nothing like keeping the owners away from what they paid for. Yep. Why? Because of these stupid things they do. Joe Biden's got 17 executive orders all geared toward nothing positive. We're going to undo what Trump did. That's what we'll do. We'll take what the most successful president in history's done, moving legislation down the line, and we're just going to undo it all. And yeah, and if you want to be mad about it, wear your mask on the plane, the train, or whatever you decide to take to D.C., and we're going to make sure you can't get through this high-security fence. Oh, let's tear down Donald Trump's wall, but let's make sure this one stays up around the bureaucrats. Yeah. The ruse of the virus. It's got to go away. They don't even know how to do it. They haven't even figured out the get well plan. How do we do it? We got to get the country back because we need to stop losing these 500,000 jobs. We need to show a positive jobs report on Biden's watch. But we don't want to do it too quick because we want to make them understand that if we want you to wear masks, you have to wear them on federal land. Donald Trump gave back all the federal, a lot of it, not all of it, but a bunch of federal lands back to the states just in time. You can bet these guys are going to want to claim it all back so they can make you wear a mask at Yosemite. Because God forbid you get out into those woods and you give the woo flu to Smokey the Bear. Oh my gosh, we'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nearly 160 million people across the country are facing dangerous winter weather. States of emergency have been declared in the South, with nearly 2 million people out of power in Texas. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying,
The severity of the cold weather that is about to be experienced here in the coming days is unprecedented in Texas history.
Houston Mayor Sylvester Morris adding,
here, this was a cold that really hurt your bones.
The White House is calling on China to make available data from the earliest days of the COVID-19 outbreak, saying it has deep concerns about the way the findings of the World Health Organization's COVID-19 report were communicated. China refusing to give raw data on early COVID-19 cases to the WHO team that was probing the origins of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Enrollment in Obamacare has reopened Monday for eligible Americans. The Department of Health and Human Services has reopened insurance enrollment on healthcare.gov. President Biden announced earlier this year his administration would allow Americans who've lost their jobs and employer-based insurance during the pandemic to get coverage. Worth noting, losing your healthcare coverage always qualifies you for a special enrollment period. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is defending telling educators last year that social distancing in schools of 3 feet was quite safe. The director of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, tells NBC News, getting kids back to school safely depends on what's going on in the community.
We need to all take responsibility to decrease that community spread, including mask wearing, so that we can get our kids and our society back.
Walensky saying you need to be 6 feet and wear a mask to keep children and staff safe. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Elites are freaking out. You are not freaking out. You're over the shock of the big cheat. And now you realize that the world continues turning. Life as you know it continues. It's like after a funeral. If you're still the one going home to eat the food, well, then you're above terra firma. And you figure out very quickly that the world doesn't wait on you. It continues to move. And that's okay. Anyway, glad you guys are back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Thanks for hanging in there and listening. Let me tell you what's going on right now, folks. 4 years of President Donald Trump opened the eyes of many Americans to many things. And I don't want to take you through all of it, but you know that we now know that the news is fake news. I will tell you, before Trump, I paid attention. I knew, you know, I was obviously paying attention to it with Obama and watching how they handled that. But man, he literally put it on steroids that, you know, they're liars. They just lie. They lie about everything. After doing a lot of research about the man, whom, by the way, I didn't have a lot of respect for. Not because I'd researched him thoroughly, but because people told me not to have respect for him. And then when I did the research, I was like, this guy's a good guy. Trump promised to drain the swamp. And he did. He accomplished it. He took the water level down, but he only exposed the vermin that were at the bottom, you know, hanging out in the mud. You know what I'm saying? He didn't finish the job. You ever watch these African TV, these nature shows, and the desert starts to dry up, and then you can start to see the fish or the various animals that are still in that pond as they start to wither away. Trump got there, but he didn't get there in time before the next rainfall came and saved them. In other words, the big cheat. But the Democrats may very well do the rest of the swamp draining themselves. Trump may have unwittingly got the left to, you know, accomplish their own demise. The big cheat, folks, opened up the eyes of millions of Americans. I don't know how to explain this except to tell you, I know my feelings and feelings of other people that I've talked to, because I don't want to make it like I've done a Frank Luntz, you know, poll or anything, or a Rasmussen, which I don't believe any of them. But when I talk to people, they're like, no, we were cheated. There's a cheat. And you're not changing our minds. We know this. And I think that's a fearful thing for the Democrats when they're like, we can't change public opinion about it. They know we cheated. And so they not only know that they cheat in elections, that we now see that they cheat in the stock market, which we've already known for years, right? I've said on this show many times, you do realize Congress can insider trade and you can't. They can legally insider trade. They can say whatever information they have. And if you don't think they whisper it to their friends and family, you are the most naive. Welcome to RFD, Mayberry RFD, Opie, right? You're naive. Of course they do. They get away with it. Congress can legally lie to you. They can lie to you to get elected, etc. Who sets the kind of rules that you would not live by in civilized society and gives it to these clowns that we then elect? And then we wonder, why do we have these arcane, insane rules, laws, whatever, and we have a knucklehead, a brain-dead moron in the White House passing executive orders that in no way do what his oath of office is, which is to protect and serve the American people, and we do nothing. There's no impeachment we got a couple of these things that the courts overturned for Biden. How can you not build a wall to protect your country? How can you not do that? Look, I'm not going to go through all these stupid executive orders because we don't have an executive. They should just call them orders. We need to give them a different name, brain dead moron orders, because they're not executive orders. Biden's not an executive. He knows it. The world knows it. And the Democrats know everybody knows it. Long story short, these elitists are now under fire. It was funny. I want to do some Twitter trolling right now. This guy's name is Lomez. He says, okay, Reddit, how do we crush the universities? Because Reddit is the team that is crushing the stock market as we speak. Billionaires sit in peril. People who have done nothing except move money around, but not move it around for the sake of good. They've moved money around for no reason. In other words, if you take somebody's investment and you say that, guys, this is a solid company I'm going to put your money in. They manufacture a product. They're really good at it. They need funding. You want to have a protected investment. I'm going to put your money into that product. Wonderful. That's exactly the way the stock market should work. There's a perceived value in what that company does. And you as a stockholder say, I'm willing to invest in that company for this reason. The stock market went away from that decades ago. Decades. Now it's all about how can I wrap these bad investments with good ones, sell it off over here, subprime, this, that. And it's become a Ponzi scheme, a massive Ponzi scheme. But guess what? It's not the only one. The Ponzi schemes are all over. There's a Ponzi scheme on global climate change. There's a Ponzi scheme on the Wu flu virus. And let me tell you, folks, every time I say Ponzi scheme, let me tell you who's left holding the bag. You know what that saying comes from? Left holding the bag at the bank. They come there and you're the one with the money and the cops arrest you. You're left holding the bag. The only difference is there ain't no money in your bag. They've already taken it. You're left holding the bag. You're going to get accused of the crime, but the other guys have already taken the money, and they split it up, and they've run off to countries with no extradition. Yep. School, education, the education system, a Ponzi scheme. I talk about it all the time. Education is blatantly racist and classist. Blatantly so. Where are the worst schools? Aha! Caught you, white people. Black neighborhoods. You know this. Who are the worst students per capita? In grades, SAT scores, etc. Aha! White people. Racist bigots. You already know the answer. Black folks. Who gets their kid? Do you really want to get into the demographics of the Ivies? Who gets to go? It's like Silicon Valley. Overwhelmingly white. Or Asian, overwhelmingly so. Same with the universities. The elite universities do not have the, quote, diversity they claim to want And if you think it's going to change, by the way, so what? You bring these kids there, you bring these black kids to elite universities that don't qualify. You think you've done them a service? They get to put Harvard on their pedigree, right? If they get out, 60% of black kids don't finish college. Well, Kevin, at Harvard, we have many of our blacks do. Yeah, but you're not, they're not finishing at the same, with the same level of education of the white kids. When you can have a black only graduation, let me just put it to you this way. That was your affirmative action graduation. That was your affirmative action graduation. That wasn't a real graduation. That was Harvard saying, look, we know our little poor colored folk cannot do as well as the white folk, so we're going to let them have their own little section, and you can have the black Harvard degree. Oh, it'll still carry a bit of cachet for a while, but pretty soon it'll be like a Nobel Peace Prize given to anybody. Pretty soon it'll be like a reality talent show. All you got to do is talk about how depressed your life was, and we'll give you the key to the kingdom. Oh, I know you can't sing. I know you can't dance. I know you can't tell jokes. I know this. But you know what? Sorry your daddy was in prison. Here's an award. This is what it feels like. The elites are scared. One of my friends tweeted, do you think they put a fence, barbed wire, and thousands of troops around themselves in D.C. because they have good intentions? 7,000 National Guard troops. Another one of my friends, Lance, tweeted this. 7,000 National Guard troops will still be in D.C. in February. Permanent fencing being proposed around the Capitol. Many security perimeters still in place. Where was all this protection for American businesses when their stores were looted for weeks last summer? See, I'm trying to just wake you up to the notion that there are the haves and the have-nots. The haves are taking the money of the have-nots to make themselves the haves. And you know what the correction was that happened? And it continues to happen and will continue to happen? It was the have-nots saying, we've had enough. That's what it was. I salute you. You who are about to die. That was a scene from Gladiator, in case you missed the reference. Lots happening, folks. We're going to take this republic back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There was a homeless dude who lived on my corner dressed like Superman every day. Yeah, I shouldn't even call him homeless. That's kind of mean of me to say. I don't know his situation. He clearly lived on my corner. I guess he was roofless is the right term, because home is where you make it. He made it right there. And he wore a Superman outfit every single day, and I walked by him whenever I could, because that shit will cheer you up. No matter what mood you're in, when you see homeless Superman, your day got better. Like, oh, even Superman has bad luck. I guess his weaknesses are kryptonite and ambition.
I can't help it. When I think of homeless Superman, I think of Joe Biden. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Oh, my goodness. Hey, folks, thank you so much for passing the show along to other people and telling people about it. We see it. And I don't know how many people listen to the program. We don't keep up with that kind of stuff. We get a little check from Spreaker periodically. So somebody's listening and because the commercials are getting played. But I would ask you just to make it a goal. I can't say make it a goal, but we would ask that you like get one person a week that you pass the show on to. Just give them a link. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, click on the listen in or whatever, and when you get that link, pass it on to one friend every couple of weeks or once a month or something like that. You'd be surprised. I call it incrementalism. Just help us to get things moving. Anyway, the Democrats do feel like Superman. They feel empowered, you know, because they don't believe this, by the way, before I get into that. They don't believe that they're empowered. They're just going to take advantage of the big steal. They act as if they have a mandate, and they're praying that we don't fight back. I was on the phone with a young lady, Jamie, very sharp lady, CPA, and we were having a conversation about the number of people around you who actually think like you, but you know why you won't fight back? Because that small minority, that noisy little piece of the Biden types, they will dox you. They will do everything they can to get you fired. I was thinking to myself, I've never in my life wanted to fire someone. You have to do something really egregious to get fired. Like you know, completely go to sleep at the wheel. But if you're just, we disagree philosophically or ideologically, I'm not going to go like, man, I'm going to call his boss and let him know this, or I'm going to get a bunch of people to do. I don't roll that way. And see, because we don't roll that way, there's no penalty for stupidity on the left. It's rare that we really get together and say, let's go after this person. And when we do it, it is because they are dead wrong. It isn't because of some perceived act or whatever. It is because we know with 100% certainty they're dead wrong. And even the leftists can't be mad at you for attacking the person. It would be like saying, we all attacked Anthony Weiner because he was sending nude pictures to underage girls on his cell phone. And we don't believe he should be in Congress. Let's all get together and make sure that a guy like that isn't in Congress. And the left go, well, why would you want to fight? I mean, that's just terrible that they go after Anthony. And yeah, it would be a legitimate reason. And for the record, if there was a Republican that did it, I would do the same thing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So the left believe that they have this power because the power they have is they're vile, evil people who will take you even when you are right. Like the baker who says, look, I'll sell you cookies. I'll sell you cake. I'll bake you a cake, but I won't bake you a wedding cake. Oh, no, you didn't. You did not go there, boy. Do LGBT. We're going to go up in here. We're going to shut you down. You are a horrible person. And, oh, by the way, that religion thing is just so blasé. And they put this man out of business. That's just because. If I walked into a place and they said, Kevin, you can have anything in here, but we don't bake black cakes, I would be like, okay, well, give me that cake. You know, I'll spray paint it. Kevin, as long as he's not denying me service, which, by the way, he would be within his rights to do. Kevin, I'm sorry to tell you, not that he would say it this way, but if he says, we don't serve your kind in here, I'd go, okay, great. I'm going to let everybody know. You know, it wouldn't take more than three or four colored folk to go in there and you go, they don't serve our kind. We do a little write-up. Don't bother going to the Joe Biden country, you know, Joe Biden D.C. bakery because they don't serve colored folk. And we get the word out. And black folks would just go. I mean, well, black folks would pick it and burn it down, the left. But civilized black people would say, just don't go. And a bunch of white folks would, too. And you know what would happen to Joe Biden's color? No, I don't serve colored people bakery. It would go out of business on its own. Because that's how we used to do things. Anyway, the Democrats appear to be winning. And I use the word appear because it's not the reality. They appear to be winning. Let me tell you what they haven't done. They haven't killed your spirit. They think they can kill it in ways that I wouldn't choose to try to kill your spirit, and it's not working. And it's going to backfire on them with kids and everything. The reason why I was talking to Jamie is we were talking about this big event we're going to put together in North Carolina for SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, our school program, our 501c3 that pushes back on this whole nonsense in education. And I'm telling you, parents, the 74 million Americans or plus or more who voted for Trump are the very people that could be in this type of an organization and willing to support it. The Democrats don't want you to have a voice. The Democrat who serves as the chair of the House Oversight Committee has written social media platform Parler, which is really the way you say it. It's meant to be French, Parler, which means to speak. She says that the committee is demanding that the company Parler reveal its investors and creditors. Representative Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat out of New York, wrote a letter to Parler CEO Jeffrey Wernick stating, in the weeks leading up to the assault on the Capitol on January 6th, Parler users actively took to the platform to call for violence and even civil war. And they, and of course, this is what we're in the midst of this stupid impeachment thing, because they say Trump did the same thing. Citing, quote, numerous Parler users who have been arrested and charged for their roles, and claiming Parler reportedly allowed Russian disinformation to flourish on his platform prior to the November 2020 elections, Maloney continued, individuals with ties to the January 6th assault should not and must not be allowed to hide behind the veil of anonymity provided by shell companies. That's what she's saying. In addition to the recent press report, the Trump Organization negotiated on behalf of then-President Donald Trump to make Parler his primary social network, but it had a condition, an ownership stake in return for joining. These negotiations reportedly occurred while Trump was still in office, while experts have raised legal concern about anti-bribery laws. This is the stuff that these people are touting. Folks, let me tell you, they're not afraid of Parler. They're afraid of you. They don't want any other Parlers to spring up. It doesn't matter who you are, they're going to come after you. Let me ask you this. How many people have committed crimes that are on Facebook? Do you really want to go there, Congressman Maloney? See, this is why I wish I was in these positions sometimes. I wish I had unlimited money and they would sue me, and I would go to court and I'd say, okay, great. We took a profile of all the people who have a profile on Facebook and who've committed crimes, and here it is. And I would have them bring in the truckload of manuals of pages, because Facebook has 1.5 billion people or some crazy number on there, which means it practically has every criminal on the planet. Do you know that the police use Facebook to look at young black dudes flashing guns, and they go, ooh, that's the same gun that was used in the crime. You can see it. It's got the gold handle of this little thing, an identifying mark. You really want to go there, Representative Maloney? Somebody says something on a platform and you got to be responsible for it? Let's see where we go with this with Twitter and Facebook and the others. Instagram. Well, we let them get away with this stuff. I don't know what the pushback is. I'm pushing back right now, but really? So they think they're winning. She thinks she's winning. She thinks she's going to get a consensus that says, oh my gosh, that's true. There were people saying those things on Parler. And yeah. Well, you know what? If you feel that way, you're an idiot. Do you control everything happening around you? Because this black man doesn't think so. This is a lunatic world of leftism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.